Well, welcome to Cornerstone Church's online podcast. This is Pastor Barry. Hope and pray that you will be ministered to as you listen to today's sermon.
Thank you so much for joining with us in prayer. That's where everything begins. And I really like your church motto, following Jesus together. That's so great. You cannot put it in better words. And today I want to talk about follow the cloud. This is my topic. And some of you already know what scripture in history of the people of Israel I'm talking about. But I want to give you a little bit of the background before I read this key scripture. God has heard the cry of the people of Israel, and he has brought them out from Egypt, from slavery, and now they are on the journey into the promised land. They already have experienced great miracles, the Red Sea setting apart, and miracles of provision, and amazing things. But at the same time, they were in the desert. At the same time, they had their fears. They already have sent 12 spies, and only two of them had a good report of faith. All of them had a good report about the promised land, but only two had faith to go and to enter. So then God already gave them the Ten Commandments. And now we have Moses in Exodus 33, who is reaching out to God and asking for the grace that God himself will lead them and that God's presence will be with them. He is not ready to go without the presence of God. And God is being so gracious and so grateful to them, and he promised to be with them. And now as they go on, God gave them a really detailed instruction about the dwelling place of his presence, how to build the tabernacle. And they did it exactly accordingly to what God said to them. And now they are at the point to dedicate this tabernacle, this dwelling place of the presence of God. And here we read now Exodus chapter 40, 34 to 38. Then the cloud covered the tabernacle of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter the tabernacle of meeting because the cloud rested above and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Whenever the cloud was taken up from above the tabernacle, the children of Israel would go onward in all their journeys. But if the cloud was not taken up, then they did not journey till the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was above the tabernacle by day, and the fire was above it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. I want you to imagine the next picture as we look at the next slide. The journey of the people of Israel. So when they woke up in the morning, the first thing they did is watching out of the tent what the cloud is doing. If the cloud is still there, or maybe the cloud is already moving. And it seems to us wonderful, but I think for the people of Israel, it was not always easy to follow the cloud, because it was a journey into the unknown. It was not easy for them because there was an uncertainty. They didn't know when the cloud will start to move, how long it would rest. Even before in Egypt, it was a very developed technology, country, culture, and even in all the slavery, still they had some things they could rely on. It was hard work, but they knew if they do their duty, they will have food, they will have provision in some way, but now it was the journey into the unknown, uncertainty. Do you remember how it was when the COVID hit? And all the things, all the plannings that we were relying on were gone. And it was a hard time to know what's next. We didn't know what would be tomorrow, what regulations. I don't know how it is for you Canadians, but for Germans, it's really hard not to be able to do plans. And for the people of Israel, it was hard because sometimes the cloud would rest just a day or two or a week. But sometimes it would rest like for weeks or for months or even a year. So they didn't know, and they would complain. They would come to Moses. What pressure was it to Moses? And I could imagine that it was not always easy for Moses really stick with the cloud of the Lord and to obey and not to make a plan B, not to move ahead because we're already camping here for a year. We need to go somewhere, going back or so. So even for us, sometimes we are in seasons of life where God is calling us to move forward. But there are also times in our life where God is calling us to rest and to wait upon the Lord. And sometimes it's hard for us really to wait upon the Lord and not to create our own plans according to our own understanding. How was it for the people of Israel? Yeah, the story of the people of Israel is a teaching for us. We can learn a lot about following God from the story of the people of Israel. And we can learn even more from Jesus what it means to be in the will of the Father and not to go with the own understanding and own will. And we can learn from the disciples. And we can learn from the cloud of witnesses that have run the race of faith before us. And even as we follow Jesus together, we can learn from one another. Amen? Amen. So let's dive a little bit deeper into this story. And I want to give an understanding what this cloud stands for. We just read in the scripture, it stands for the glory of God, the very presence of God himself. In the scriptures, we read also about the cloud from which God was speaking at the Mount of the Transfiguration. And God was speaking through the cloud, confirming that Jesus is the beloved Son of God, telling them, the disciples, to obey what he is telling them. We read also in the scriptures that Jesus was taken in a cloud to go back to the Father. Last Thursday, we celebrated the day of Ascension. I don't know if it's a big deal here, but in Germany, it's a holiday. So Jesus was taken with the cloud, and with the cloud, he will come back. Amen. We believe in the soon coming King Jesus Christ. The cloud, we can see in many ways, also speaking about the Holy Spirit coming with fire. And and as I said again already, the cloud of witnesses, people who walked the race of faith before us and who are with us together. So, just to give a little bit understanding of the cloud. Now I want to go with you into Jesus' life because he is the best teacher. From him we can learn what it means to follow the cloud. Jesus didn't go on himself even though he was the Son of God. But he made sure that he is in the will of God, that he is under the cloud of the will of the Father, that he hears from the Father and does only what his Father is doing. In John chapter 5, we read about the pool of Bethesda, and Jesus was there, and he found a man who was sick already. He was lame for 36 years, 38 years. And obviously, he saw the Father healing this gentleman. So Jesus did what he saw his Father doing. But it happened to be a Sabbath. So the people of Israel, and especially the religious leaders, didn't understand how this can happen, because their understanding was that on Sabbath you don't even do good. You don't heal others. They had a box, and they had put God into the box. Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. So he didn't actually break the Sabbath, but it didn't fit into their understanding. So because of that, they were so upset, they were even about to kill him. Can you imagine that? And then we read Jesus responding to that in John 5:17. But Jesus answered them, "My Father has been working until now, and I have been working." So any complaints go to the Father. I just do what I see my Father doing. Now they got even more upset. Do you know why? Because he called God his Father. And again, this didn't fit into their box. So then Jesus said in John 9:19-20, we read, "Then Jesus answered and said to them, 'Most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these. Then you may marvel.'" Wow. So Jesus was not dependent of the opinion of the people. He didn't put himself under the pressure of their expectations, because he knew who he was, and he had a close relationship with the Father. If we read in the scripture down in verse 41 to 42, Jesus tells them, the religious leaders of that time, what their problem was. "I do not receive honor from man, but I know you, that you do not have the love of God in you." This was their problem. They were not settled in their identity as the beloved children of God. When we are not settled in our identity that we are the beloved children of God, we will be under the pressure of expectation, under the pressure of self-expectations, and we will be not able to follow the cloud, to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, to be led by the Spirit. We will be led by expectations, by own experience, and think like that. So the first thing, the first key to follow the cloud is to understand who we are in Christ. We are the beloved children of God. And if the love of God lives in us, then we are able to resist any opposition. Amen? It is a great key. And then Jesus shows us another very important key, how he was able to follow the will of the Father, to follow the cloud, so to say. In verse 30 we read, "I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me." So often we have our own agenda, our own understanding, our own plans. But the best place is to be in the will of God. Being in the will of God is, so to say, to live under the cloud. The best place is not to be here or there, in which country. All the security of all the countries, all the wealth is nothing. The real security and the real joy we experience when we are in the will of God. even for me, it became a great revelation because I'm traveling a lot. I still have my home in Germany. I still have my family. Once in a while, my wife goes with me, and they are behind me. We are together on mission. But still, I was born and raised in Canada, in Kazakhstan. I moved to Germany. So who I am? Where do I belong? Where is my home? And I learned my home is to be in the will of God. Right now, my home is here. Because I know I am not constantly here, but I'm in the will of God to be here with the family of God, with you guys. So, amen. Thank you so much. So, living under the cloud means to make sure you are in the will of God. As Jesus said, I'm not seeking my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And then Jesus is preparing his disciple. What it means to follow the cloud. What it means to live in the will of God. Jesus was empowered by the Holy Spirit, and now he is teaching them. In John 14, verse 12, we read, "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father." Can you imagine? Can you believe that? It's hard to believe that we, as the children of God, are called to do even greater things than Jesus did. Because we are his body in this world. We are his mouth, his hands, his feet, his heart. We are in his name on this world. We are ambassadors of Christ in this world. It does not mean that each one of us personally does greater things than God, but we together will do even greater things because we are the body of Christ in this world. And he didn't leave us alone when he sent the Holy Spirit, and he was preparing them. And we read in the next verses, 15 to 17 and 26. "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." Now, through the Holy Spirit, we become the dwelling place of the presence of God. We become now, through the Holy Spirit, the temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Isn't that great? Wow. And then in verse 26, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." The cloud of the Holy Spirit is now leading and guiding the disciples of Jesus. And then we read in Acts chapter 2, 3 to 4, and it's exactly in the time of the Pentecost when this happened. Like a week from now, we celebrate Pentecost. And yeah, let's pray and say, "Do it again. Pour out your Spirit." What happened when for the first time the disciples experienced the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the day of Pentecost? We read Acts 2, 3 to 4. "Then these appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." Look at the next picture. Do you see this? Like the fire pillar was above the dwelling place of the tabernacle, dwelling place of God himself and his presence, now the fire pillar is upon the disciples. We are the dwelling place of the living God. And the Holy Spirit empowers us so that we not only know what to do and what not to do, not only being led and guided by the Holy Spirit, but also being empowered. Like Peter on the day of Pentecost, he was so empowered, I mean before he denied to know Jesus, but now he was empowered by the Holy Spirit. And we read in verse 38 to 39, then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are after of, as many as the Lord our God will call. So this promise goes up to us today, in our days. God is pouring out the Holy Spirit, and he wants to empower us, and he wants to lead us by the Holy Spirit. From my own experience, I grew up in a Christian family, but until the age of 12, when I was consciously received Jesus as my Lord and Savior and was baptized with the Holy Spirit, I have always had doubts. I was not confident to be a child of God. I was not confident that I belong to him. And I was like praying every night that God may forgive me all the sins that I might have done, because of the fear, if Jesus comes this night, I didn't have the assurance to be with the Lord. But when I received Christ and was born again by the Spirit of God, from this time on, I never doubted that I am a child of God. I still repent in my sins and ask for forgiveness, but not because of the fear to be left behind, but because I want to follow Jesus with a pure heart. Amen. So the Holy Spirit in us give us the confirmation, the assurance that we are the children of God, that we are loved by God. And this gives us the strength to go forward, not depend and not to rely on expectations of people, of ourselves or whatever, but really Jesus-like, to follow the cloud. Amen. And yeah, I believe today God wants to pour out his Spirit in a new way. And if there are people among us who don't have this deep, deep assurance that you know that you are the beloved child of God, that you have been raised in Christian setting, in Christian family, but you need to be born again. So today, I'm here and we are together here to pray so that you really be born again and filled with the Holy Spirit and start to speak in tongues and receive the fire of the Holy Spirit and be empowered like the disciples the day of the Pentecost. Amen? It is for us today. It was not just for them then. It's for us today. Amen? And as we read the race of faith, Hebrews 12, 1 to 2. Therefore, we also, since we are assured by so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily entrances us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has set down the right hand of the throne of God. This is the last one, and I really want to encourage us to look upon Jesus. I'm sure all of us have own experiences following the cloud. I just want to share briefly some of them. When my wife and I, we just got married, at our wedding, the pastor was quoting the scripture of the wedding in Cana, and the words of Mary, who said to the servants, whatever he tells you, do it, pointing on Jesus. This became a motto for our family. Make sure whatever Jesus says us, we want to follow. We want to follow the cloud of the Holy Spirit leading us. And then in everyday lives, we have to make the decision, not go with our own plans and understanding, but to ask God and make ourselves available to God to lead and guide us. I remember the moment we were just married, a few months maybe, and then I had during the night the strong call from the Holy Spirit to get up and to go to the train station, and there would be three persons that need my help right now. So I thought I'm kind of getting crazy. And what would my wife think if I get up from the bed quietly and write a note on the kitchen table? Darling, I am at the train station. We'll come back sometime. So I said, no, maybe I'm crazy. I'm too much evangelist. So I don't do this in the middle of the, and in the middle of the night, maybe there is nobody there. So I tried to avoid this soft and gentle call, but I couldn't sleep. I was turning back and forth, but till my wife got awake, and then she asked me, "What's wrong with you? You are not sleeping?" And I said, "I think the Holy Spirit is calling me to go to the train station to help three people." And then she says, "What are you still doing here?" So now I have no more excuse. I got up and I went to the train station. And sometimes God can lead us this ways, unexpected. And I went to the train station. I saw one man sitting there in front of the train station. And I had this prompting that he is the one of them. But then again, I started to doubt. I started to think, let's first of all see what is going on here. And then he started to leave. And I said, maybe I was disobedient. But Lord, if it is him, bring him back. And I went into the train station. And I realized there was a man looking to the train schedule. And he was kind of lost. And I went to him, asked if he needs some help. And he didn't understand me. I thought, maybe I should try Russian, because I speak also Russian. So I tried Russian, and he understood, and he was drunk, and he just lost his way and didn't know where to go and where his home is, where he is from, and what he was just lost. And I began to realize how much God loves this person, that he would wake me up, send to him to help him. And I spent some time with him, and I helped him. I bought him a ticket, and I brought him into the right train, and I hoped that he arrived at home. But I realized how much God cares. And then I went on, and I found another person who had a bunch of time, and he accepted the invitation to have a coffee with me, and we talked, and he was even open to receive a prayer, so I prayed with him. And then I thought, so let me see if this guy came back out of the train station. And he was just coming back. So now I was kind of bold, and I went to him and I said, "You don't me, I don't you, but I have a word from God for you." He was like laughing. So how is that? So I had really a prophetic word from God for him. And he opened up, we were praying together, and now I get excited. I want to go on through the whole night. But then I felt the Holy Spirit speaking really, really strongly to me, "Now you go home and sleep. Tomorrow is a new day, and you need to go to work at the company that you are working for." You know, it's so important that we obey the voice of the Lord. When he says to go, that we go. But when he says to rest, that we obey to rest. Amen. Let's go into a reflection time. I just have a few questions for you to think about it. As we are in the presence of God, may the Holy Spirit serve to us today, right now. Which experience of following the cloud comes into your mind? you already know God leading and guiding you. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will remind you on your personal experiences following the cloud. Just take a minute. We don't want to forget all the goodness of God. Do you remember how it was when you first received Jesus as your Lord and Savior and received this assurance that you are a child of God? Do you remember how you were after the will of God to share witness with others about Jesus? How he have been leading you? Sometimes we get used to it and then we lose it. And we start in faith, start being led by the Holy Spirit, but end up with our own experiences. And now I have another question. Is there any sin of disobedience, compromises, or resistance to the Holy Spirit in your life which you need to confess and repent from? Let's be honest before God and ask Him for forgiveness where we disobeyed His guiding, and even maybe we didn't ask for a long time for Him to lead and guide us. Let's ask for forgiveness. Let's repent. It's a grace of God that we have the privilege to repent. And thirdly, I want to ask this question. I want us to ask this question ourselves. And God, where do you see the cloud of God in your life right now? Is it resting? Is it moving? For me personally, it was so important to learn to rest, to obey the principle and the blessing of Sabbath. I even took a sabbatical where God started to talk with me in a new way, because I got so used to do kingdom business. But sometimes God is calling us to rest, to wait upon the Lord. Not to be like Saul, who didn't wait for Samuel, but he went to do the sacrifice on his own. And we have so many examples in the scripture where people suffered the consequences of disobedience because they didn't know how to wait upon the Lord. In some areas in our life, in some seasons in our life, God is calling us to rest, to wait upon the Lord. At the same time, there are times in our life where He is calling us to go, to get up, to move, to follow the cloud. In which area in your life maybe God is calling you to leave behind your comfort zone, to obey the Lord? I don't know what it means for you, but are you ready to make yourself available to God if He wakes you up in the night and tells you to go to the train station to serve one or two persons there? Where is the cloud of God moving in your life right now? And I want to close with prayer. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this great example of the people of Israel and Jesus himself. And thank you, Jesus, that you didn't leave us alone, but you sent the Holy Spirit, leading and guiding and empowering us. And I pray right now that you will pour out your Spirit with fire into our lives so that we become this dwelling place of God himself. Holy Spirit, come in a fresh way. And we repent. We ask for forgiveness where we didn't ask, where we didn't obey, where we lived in compromise even with sin. Come, holy fire of the Holy Spirit, and burn away everything that is trash in our lives. And help us to be obedient even in a new way. Hallelujah. And I pray for all my brothers and sisters here, and even those who are online listening, that they can discern when it's time to rest and when it's time to move. Help us to follow the cloud, to be led by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's edition of Cornerstone Church's online podcast. May God continue to richly bless you and lead you as we follow Jesus together.